Well, welcome back into Upon Further Review. And of course, throughout the year, we've been taking a look at some of the top NFL teams and matchups getting ready to go down. A big one in the NFC West this week is the 49ers and Rams will collide. Taking a look at it from the San Francisco 49ers point of view, Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, kind enough to join us. Jason, first of all, how are we doing today, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. It's safe to say that the first 8 or 9 games of the 2025 San Francisco 49ers season has been an adventure, of course, with injuries, but they've somehow found a way to get to 5-3. How do you put into words what you've seen from them through the first half of the season?
You know, it's probably the best coaching job that Kyle Shanahan has done since he's been here, given the fact that this team is completely still bought in, still finding ways to win games. They've won games that have been close. It seems like even the games that they've lost have been down to the wire, but you know, it all starts with the fact that they have a competent backup quarterback who's able to operate the offense. Christian McCaffrey has been wonderful this year, shouldering much of the offensive workload. And it's just a great coaching job by Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. The team is completely bought in, and there's nothing that they feel like they can't do. But, you know, at a certain point when you keep having these injuries, you know, no matter what the record says, 6-3, that's fine. But, you know, you're down Mykal Williams now, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. At some point, you know, that will to win is still there, but the flesh is weak is the best way I can say it. And this is a player's league, but you know what? This team is going to keep fighting, and I think that's the most impressive thing.
Yeah, and, you know, the injuries have been the main storyline around the 49ers, at least from a national perspective, right? You know, Brock Purdy hasn't been healthy all year. Fred Warner is now out for the season. I know George Kittle was banged up for a while. Christian McCaffrey was banged up at the start of the year. You mentioned Mykal Williams now out. I know this isn't like anything new for the 49ers. I mean, you could argue in 2022, if they're healthy, you know, that they probably beat the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. I think it was 2020 where they were riddled with injuries. Is this something that is just bad luck for the Niners, or is there something maybe kind of hidden within this?
I think it's a loaded answer. I think it is a little bit of bad luck. I do think that it is the players that they invest in at times. You know, Fred Warner has been healthy for the majority of his career, never missed a game, and then all of a sudden, you know, he has the unfortunate injury today. Nick Bosa in 2020 tore his ACL, then he tears his ACL this year. I do think there's like three ways to look at it. One, there is the way that they practice, the strength and conditioning staff. You have to give, you know, a share of the blame of this to them. You have to give it a little bit to bad luck because you can't explain some of it. And then certainly the players that they invest in the draft sometimes, or they bring in a free agency, have either dealt with injuries or, you know, have a chance at you know, having injuries. So, you know, I think 49er fans would like to point to just one thing to make them feel better. But, you know, unfortunately, I think it's a few things that are at play right now and just something that the 49ers have dealt with for the entire time that Kyle Shanahan has been the coach.
You know, let's talk about the quarterback spot now. You know, Brock Purdy, of course, cemented as a starter. He gets hurt early on, and I'll be honest, I was one of those people that when Brock Purdy got hurt and I saw Mac Jones was their backup, I was like, I don't know that this is going to go great. And I know he's maybe cooled off a little bit in terms of the way he started, but, you know, Mac Jones is playing some of the best football of his career right now. How much of this is, you know, just a, you know, a case of, you know, right situation for Mac Jones, and obviously he's got a lot of talent around him, or how much of this is, you know, Kyle Shanahan is just a quarterback whisperer?
A little bit of both. I do think that Mac was a little miscast in New England. I mean, when you give him Joe Judge and Matt Patricia to call plays for him in New England, I don't think anybody would be successful. But yeah, I do think it is a little right place, right time type thing. You know, it's very clear that Kyle Shanahan was enamored with Mac Jones during the draft process, ends up taking Trey Lance at number 3. But you know what? The numbers be damned, you know, because you're right, he did start a little hot. It's more just those guys look at him and they'll go to war for him. And I think that's what really what quarterback is about, right? Like, these guys are laying it all on the line because they believe in him. And he's turned his career around. Like, you know, not only do I believe that he's the best backup quarterback in the NFL, I do believe that he is one of the 32 starting quarterbacks. And I do think that he's playing his way into that conversation. You know, he's here for 2 years, but this could be a resurgence similar to what we saw with Sam Darnold under the 49ers and how well he's looked, how well he's played.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen guys, you know, for whatever reason, just at their first stop, sometimes even second stop, it doesn't work, and then right place, right time, it does. You know, you mentioned Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, of course, is the one that comes to mind. Kind of along those lines, not saying there's like any sort of quarterback controversy or anything. You know, Brock Purdy is the guy there, but how much of kind of what we've seen from Mac Jones, I guess, you know, given what Mac Jones has done, does that mean anything for maybe kind of the narrative around Brock Purdy and what he's capable of, you know, in that Kyle Shanahan offense?
No, but I mean, I do think that the people that were downplaying Brock Purdy's success can point to this and say, see, it can be any quarterback, and it was just your turn at this time. But I don't think there's much of a quarterback controversy. I think there's a little bit that is lost with Brock Purdy off the field. You know, ideally mobility, right, and being able to make a play outside of structure. But that's what Mac Jones has been so good at, is getting the ball out on time, understanding where to throw the football. But I don't think there's any quarterback controversy. However, if you are one of those people that says, I don't understand why you're paying this guy this much, then this Mac Jones, you know, resurgence is probably what you're pointing to and saying, see, you know, this is why you didn't have to pay him all that money, because you could have had Mac Jones doing this for a little bit. But I don't think that the offense is still, it's still missing that ceiling that they saw in 2023 with Brock Purdy there as well too. So you get some of those weapons back, you get Brock back healthy. I don't really think there's much of a controversy, and I think this team knows who the starting quarterback is.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, definitely not saying any sort of controversy, so to speak, but you know, maybe I've been one of those people that have been a Brock Purdy critic to an extent of like, okay, you know, he's had a lot of success, but you know, so is Mac Jones, maybe not to that level in that offense. You know, moving on, Jason, aside from, you know, the quarterback play of Mac Jones, who or what has been the most pleasant surprise with this Niners team?
You know, I'll be honest, I was just going through, you know, to write my article for the defensive snaps and grades, and it's starting to become now either Sam Okwuanu, who is the, you know, essentially the starting edge right now for the rest of the season, and Renardo Green now, the second year cornerback from Florida State. I mean, the last 3 weeks he's been incredible, especially after coming off the injury. I believe he gave up one catch for 6 yards on Sunday, and I think over the last 3 weeks he's given up less than 20 yards combined in coverage. So I would say Renardo Green, and I would probably say Sam Okwuanu, who has been, he's been as incredible as you can ask for, especially given the fact that he's kind of thrust into this star role, well, starting role now. So yeah, I was literally just going through that right now, so I'll probably say Renardo Green and Sam Okwuanu.
Right now, aside from, you know, just the fact that they've had, you know, a lot of injuries, and there's nothing you can really do about that, what is maybe like the biggest area of concern for the Niners going forward?
Yeah, just, you know, the bodies, you know, like who's going to be there, right? You know, winning a game against the New York Giants is, while it's still impressive because you're going across the country, it's the New York Giants. Like, let's not, you know, let's not conflate this and turn into anything that's a little bit different. But you got the Los Angeles Rams this week, who probably have revenge on their mind based on the fact that the 49ers won the first matchup. Matthew Stafford's playing at an MVP level. You can never really put him out of it. You know, going forward, the schedule itself in the regular season is light. But when you get to those better teams, you know, just the lack of star power and the other teams that will have star power, right? Like Green Bay's got Micah Parsons, and Philadelphia has all those guys on defense, and they keep trading for guys. It's just the lack of bodies, and I can't blame anybody for it. You know, I can't blame the 49ers for it either. But the star power is what gets you over in the postseason.
Now let's dive into that matchup with the Rams. You know, both teams come in 3 losses. And right now, I know the 49ers beat the Seahawks in week one. The Rams are 6-2, by the way. But the Seahawks look to me like the best team in the division. You know, so whoever wins this is going to stay afloat. What does a 49ers path to victory have to look like there on Sunday?
It's got to be a duplicate, and it depends on who the quarterback is, right? I think if it's Brock Purdy, then you can freestyle a little bit more and expand the offense. That also helps if Ricky Pearsall is there. But if we're talking about, let's just operate under the assumption that Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback, it's got to be a duplicate game plan of what you did on Thursday Night Football in Los Angeles. You know, ball control, keeping the offense off the field, being able to sustain long drives, finishing with touchdowns, but playing keep away from Matthew Stafford and making sure that you dominate time of possession. Now, if it's Brock, you really don't want to get to a back and forth with Matthew Stafford, but if there was anybody who could, it would be him, Ricky Pearsall, those guys, you know, returning. That would help a lot. But the path to victory is probably just keeping the ball out of Matthew Stafford's hands and keeping your defense fresh. You can't have them running out there every 3 or 4 plays and expect them to hold up against Matthew Stafford, who has routinely killed them in the passing game.
You mentioned, you know, the status of Brock Purdy. Speak to that as we talk on Tuesday. What is the likelihood that he plays, or is it Mac Jones?
Ooh, I mean, it's tough to say. You know, Kyle Shanahan was very clear that he's, you know, getting closer and closer, but I think there was a little hesitance to play him on that MetLife turf which I didn't even want Brock Purdy to be in the area. That's how scared I was of that, you know, turf and how many people get injured. So I think it's trending in the right direction. We're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day with Brock and Ricky Pearsall. We're going to find out where they are, if they're practicing. You know, he's been practicing in a limited basis, but if he starts to get to full, then he's going to be a full go on that grass in Levi. So I just think they're worried about a potential setback because they did kind of rush him back a little too early in the Jaguars game. And now, look, we're about 4 or 5 weeks away, and he still hasn't played in the game. So we'll find out tomorrow, but it seems like it's trending in the right direction.
Looking forward to it, Jason Aponte, Niners Nation, talking all things 49ers. They get ready for a big matchup with the Rams. Jason, appreciate the time and enjoy the fun this Sunday.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.